7:12 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 69 degrees, beautiful weekend. Had a great time in Chicago. What a great town that is. If you haven't been there in a while, make sure you get down there. It's just an awesome, awesome time. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, a great weekend, and I agree with you on Chicago, by the way, being a great town, and now we're back to business and ready to have another nice week.
Well, here we go. You recently had a conversation with a person who told you that she felt very betrayed when she realized her husband was having an affair. Tell us about this story.
Well, it's kind of a story I hear over and over again. When the person was talking to me about just the feelings of betrayal, the missing the signs, and just said when you and I are talking, she listens to us when we talk on Tuesdays, and just said, why don't you just talk a little bit about that and really try to help other people that are going to be in pain and really suffer by just not paying attention to what's going on until it's too late in terms of a spouse having an affair, having a relationship with someone else. And Tony, I can tell you, this is one of the most painful things. You know, when you get a combination of sex and love and children, commitment, loyalty, friendship, fill that into a stew, and you put a betrayal in there, and it leads to a lot of the havoc we see in our society now.
All right. A lot of these signs, the typical signs of an affair, you would think would be obvious, but when you're not looking for them, you can miss them.
Well, it's really true. You know, you get these, because when people get into better, you know, grooming and perfumes and colognes and unusual interest in appearance, proving bottled, you know, your bodily appearance, sometimes they say, well, good, Chucky or Mary is kind of looking after themselves and kind of, you know, miss out. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing less or more sex, unexplained time gaps, new types of sexual activities, deletion of phone and computer data, unexplained expenses, changes in outlook on life, hang-up calls coming, you know, to the home. Now, not that all of these are necessarily, you know, going on, but when you get some combination of these going on and arguments that you weren't having before and a person even storming off for hours at a time, they begin to really show there's something going on, and not to try to really sort it out and talk to the person can certainly accelerate things into a devastating situation. And when the person finds out of betrayal, finds out, it can cause some pretty horrible things, violence that can lead to certainly divorce, it can lead to destruction of families and hatred that can go on and on and on for countless years. Really sad situation.
And what do you do, though, to raise this question, especially if you're wrong?
Well, that's an issue. I think part of this, of course, is to back up and make sure there's always communication. One of the sad things when you start peeling back when people are having affairs, often it's because there's no communication at home. There's been some just kind of people leading their life, doing meeting responsibilities, if you will, and the have-tos of life, but not really working on themselves as a couple. And I think when you have some doubts or some concerns, that's when you really need to sit down, you need to talk to the person, you need to try to find out what's going on. And often persons can feel guilty if they're having an affair or thinking of having an affair. And it can be useful to talk down, try to talk about rekindling relationships, trying to bring in a person, whether it's a priest, friend, family, therapist, somebody who can help work on that. If you have some concerns, as long as you don't go half-cocked unless you have definite proof, I think it is good to be talking, because sometimes a little jealousy or a little concern is not always a bad thing if it's working on keeping a couple working together, being a team, and constantly replenishing their feelings of love and caring for each other.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
717, 69 degrees, beautiful Tuesday morning here on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.